Hi, I'm Ann, great recovering binge addict. I've got 10 minutes here and to talk about food plan and the way I work it. And so I'm not going to mention specific foods. That's such a variable thing. So I kind of outline things. Change is the heart of the 12-step program, and action is the activator of change. So we come into this at first step powerless, insane, and unmanageable. That's what that first step tells us. And then in seeking, you know, for something greater, something that will that help us, because we can't do it ourselves, then we do, you know, we do come to believe in a power that can help us do it differently. So what's the basic thing for doing things differently? Okay, what we all come in for? Our eating, right? Okay, so we need to put something in place that helps us with our eating. And for me, that's an eating plan. Now, I came in very expert at binging and dieting. That's the only two things I knew. I knew nothing about moderation or anything like that. So for me, the eating plan that I follow today gives me structure. It has boundaries around my food so that I know, you know, what I need to be putting in my body. It's my protection from this insane disease that wants me to kill myself with my eating. And it gives workability to the rest of my life. So in starting to put a plan into action, what are your goals? You know, what are my goals? If we're overeaters, don't we want to release some of the weight? That would be a goal. If we're bulimic, wouldn't we want our bulimia to stop and our eating to even out? And if we were an anorexic, wouldn't we want our health to return, you know, putting on enough weight to have a healthy weight? We each get to decide what our goals are. And then, okay, so people ask, well, what's the right plan for me? Okay, we start by praying to be shown what's the right plan for me. I believe that each of us, right here in our gut level, you know, that knowing level, knows what is right and wrong for us. And that if we just work for that and pray, that that will be, you know, it will be revealed to us. All we need is a starting point. Because if we stick around this program, the plan's going to change as we change and grow. So we need a very good starting point is eliminating our triggers, you know. I've heard it said, do, you know, make lists of green light foods, which is like fruits and vegetables and proteins and all that stuff that enhances our health, and red light foods, which are those things that make us crazy, get us into our eating insanity, and that we really know we shouldn't be touching with a 10-foot pole. And then there are yellow light foods and situations. There may be certain foods that in certain situations, if you know that you're not going to keep going with it, would be all right to have in the name of, you know, participating or something like that, as long as it's within a healthy context. And it may change over time. What once was a red light food may eventually become a yellow light food or a green light food, depending on how you grow and what, you know, everything that is revealed to you in working a program. And a lot of us have a problem with carbohydrates, you know, and fats and sugars and crunchies. So, you know, maybe you need to put all those on the red light. You know, there again, it's up to each of us. And working this thing with honesty is absolutely essential. We're not fooling higher power. It's us that we're trying to fool. And there's no point in it. I mean, we were fooling ourselves when we were out there not even trying to work a program. At least I was. Okay, now what do I need to work this? Number one is a heavy-duty higher power. I mean, who else are we going to go to if we don't have a heavy-duty higher power that can do for us what we can't do for ourselves? Okay, number two, I would suggest a sponsor. This is too hard to work by yourself, folks. We need a sponsor and other people we can go to. Listen to people who seem to have what you want and ask them how they're achieving it. Okay. Awareness of our process. This is where getting a food journal, writing everything down, you know, making notes of how you feel when you, you know, you're eating your food right, how you feel if you get off track, and just make notes of all kinds around the actual eating process itself. Willingness to stick within a food plan. This can be a prayer point. A lot of us don't come in with a lot of willingness. We want the eating and the sanity to come, but we don't want to do the work. So in this, it's not what we want to do, what we were willing to do. What's the first step that you are willing to do right now to make a change? Because that's what it takes, is making a change of some kind. Okay, and working the steps, using the tools, to reveal the thought patterns and beliefs and behaviors that got us here in the first place. You know, sticking with a food plan is great. Why are all the reasons we don't want to stick in a plan that works? That's what has to be revealed, and that's what the step work and working the tools and attending meetings and listening to others and talking to others. And commitment. Oh, yes. Commitment to doing it. This is why I make a date. I've been in over 30 years. I'm coming up on 38 years in program. And I still make a daily food commitment because I don't trust this cotton picking disease. I don't trust that. For me, making a commitment on a daily basis is like an automatic step 1, 2, 3. I can't do this. There's help out there and I'm reaching out for it. And by making that, I activate the higher power that holds me to it, that gives me the ability to do it, that helps me stay within the willingness to do it that I don't have on my own. So commitment for me is a big one. It also takes a lot of determination and self-forgiveness. This isn't easy, folks. We're going to make a lot of mistakes in our struggling to find it. And self-forgiveness is so important. Okay, what do we watch out for? What are the pitfalls in trying to work a food plan? Okay, I call them the hinkies. Trying to get away with and say, oh, this one time won't hurt, you know. I've been so good. I can do it just this once. That's the hinkies. Trying to get away with something we know is not right for us. Also, there are the tweakies, not the Twinkies, but the tweakies. And that's a disease whispered, psst, psst, you've really been good for a while. Don't you think that this one time it wouldn't hurt? Or, you know, it has to do with disease justification, you know, that we can do something that we really know we couldn't. Complacency, oh, I've been doing so well for so long, just kind of let the guard down and whack, the disease loves to play gotcha. Spontaneity. This is a deadly one for compulsive overeaters. We really can't be spontaneous. We need a plan to stick within so we know when we're being protective and we're doing what we need to do. You know, trying to do it like those folks out there and go to work, at least it never did for me. For a Skid Row binger, they've got no, you know, I've got no business as a recovering Skid Row binger to be doing spontaneity. It doesn't mean I can't make changes in my food plan if my plans change for the day, but I need to recommit to making the change. So, and that holds me to the change and doesn't give me carte blanche to just go out there and do my thing. Okay, rebelliousness. Ugh. Who says I? I'll show you. I'll show them. You know, that's rebelliousness. That's, you know, that's the disease talk. That's the ego and the disease. The self-satisfaction place. Oh, I'm so wonderful. I'm cured. My weight is off. I don't have to pay any attention anymore. Aren't I wonderful? Yeah. The disease is gonna play gotcha. That's the disease's, my disease's favorite thing. The halt law. Don't get too hungry, too angry, too lonely, too tired. Tired is the biggest one for me. When I'm tired, my defenses go down. Keeping up the awareness and the willingness to try different ways until you find your own workability. We each have our own workability, folks. It lives in here. We know when something works and when it doesn't, if we're being honest with ourselves. And working this with honesty and open-mindedness and willingness are just so important. Okay. And then here are three questions when I ran this by my sponsor. And she gave me these three questions that she asked herself every day when she made her asking plan. Okay, number one, how do I feel about what I ate today? I'll give you time to write that down if you want to. What, if anything, would I change? That's number two. Number three is, if I do need to make a change, what action do I need to make? Those are really good questions. And I think maybe I have a tendency to do that, only I do mine in the mornings rather than the evenings, because I'm clearer and more lucid in the morning. It really doesn't matter how you work it if it works it. The hallmark of a good program is workability. Is it working for you? Don't fix it. If it isn't, what are you willing to change? What action are you willing to take to have it look different? And prayer, 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 ongoing prayer, prayer. My constant ongoing prayer is show me the way and help me know that I have what it takes to work it. And I know a higher power always provides it. I'm really glad to see everybody here. We're all in this working it together today. Yay for recovery. Thanks.